Nolte, Harry and Meghan's popularity plummets to record low. By John Nolte on May 31, 2022. Royal woke attards Harry and Meghan are more unpopular than ever, according to the latest polling. Currently, only 32% of those polled judge Harry favorably, while a mere 23% see Meghan in a positive light. Harry's unfavorable rating is 58%. Meghan's unfavorable rating is a whopping 63%. Per the Daily Mail, the British poll, carried out by YouGov on 1,692 adults earlier this month, asked whether they held a positive or negative opinion of the Duke and Duchess. What his means is that Harry's unfavorable rating is 26 points underwater and Meghan's is 42 points underwater. Harry's previous low was minus 25. Meghan's previous low was minus 39. For the sake of context, Queen Elizabeth is plus 69. Prince William, Harry's brother, is plus 59. Prince William's wife Kate is plus 55, Prince Charles is plus 19, and Charles's wife Camilla is plus 9. Only three royals are underwater: the disloyal, narcissistic woke authoritarian Meghan, and the disgraced Prince Andrew, who's minus 80. Even among young people, Harry and Meghan only just barely pull above water. Some 42% of those aged 18 to 24 see Harry positively, and 33% see him negatively. A net score of plus 9, which is only a little better than Meghan, who has a net score of plus 2, as 38% of those aged 18 to 24 view her positively and 36% negatively. The poll comes on the heels of Harry and Meghan returning to England for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee weekend. The problem for Harry and Meghan is simple: they are both awful. Smug superiority just oozes from their every appearance and statement. Even as they betray and shirk their family, his, country, and duty, they still pose and preen as our betters, which is absurd when everyone knows both care nothing about the world and only about their wealth, status, and celebrity. Meghan comes off worse because she's seen as the woman who ruined Harry, who seemed like a pretty decent, down-to-earth guy until she sunk her mercenary hooks in him. That's not terribly fair to her. Harry is his own man making his own choices. But until Meghan came along, Harry's approval rating, going back to 2012, was above water in the plus 60 range. No one can blame a young couple for wanting to get out from under the stuffiness that comes with living as royals. They have a right to live their own lives. It was how they did it that was so unappealing and off-putting. Posing their escape as virtuous and themselves as victims, especially those racism allegations no one believed, soured pretty much everyone on them. The woke hangover is coming and I can't wait to drop a metal pot over every insufferable woke attard's head and clang away at it with a ball-peen hammer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.